Hello and welcome to the Not Many Adults podcast, pioneers for children's health and well-being. My name is David Cole and together with my wife Hannah, we are the founders of UK children's charity Thinking of Oscar. The mission of the charity is to bring the future of healthcare to children, and during this podcast we talk to individuals and organisations that are doing just that. This is a special bonus episode of the podcast as Thinking of Oscar are teaming up with startup builder and funder Founders Factory and healthcare experts Humant Consulting to host the recently announced Children's Health Impact Accelerator, which starts this summer. On this bonus episode, I'll be talking to Olivia Brooks and Athene St. John from Founders Factory on firstly why it's so important to focus on children's health, just in case anyone listening to this podcast didn't know by now, and secondly, what the Children's Health Impact Accelerator is and what is on offer if someone was interested in taking part. Olivia and Athene, thank you so much for joining. How's it going?
Really well, thank you.
Very good, thanks.
Good. So we are going to talk about the Child Health Impact Accelerator that we're working on together. And really, this is an opportunity for us to talk a little bit about what's happening, why we're doing it, and also to try and get any more applicants that might want to come in to come forward as quickly as possible, because I think the gates are closing quite soon. But just before we start, maybe just find out a little bit about yourselves and how you got involved. So Olivia, maybe we'll start with you. What's your involvement in the accelerator and what are you doing and how did you get to be with Founders Factory?
Yeah, for sure. So I am an investor at Founders Factory. I work across mainly impact sectors, and so have done a lot of work in health tech and climate tech. In the health tech space, I've looked across mental health, digital health, consumer health, a big portion around digestive health, and I also sort of run a health tech investor community. And my involvement in the program that we are running here is finding really exciting startups to bring in to the bootcamp, and then supporting them as well in the various activities that we'll be doing throughout the course of the 10 weeks.
Perfect. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But Athene, how about you? How did you get involved?
Well, so I manage the accelerator program at Founders Factory, so helping founders with anything to do with onboarding, making sure that they've got all the resources they need whilst on program, as well as assisting them with strategic partnerships into our wider network. I've always been interested in the healthcare space. Prior to Founders Factory, I was working with some health tech startups. So really interested in this program. And my role specifically will be project management. So anything from helping with startup sourcing to looking at the different mentors that are coming on the program and making sure the program itself is running smoothly.
Fantastic. Now, children's health and accelerators around children's health, especially in the UK, are pretty unique. There's been a few mainly set up by children's hospitals, but this has been, I think, the first time that our kind of government agency, shall we say, in the form of Innovate UK, have really actually put some money into children's health and focused on supporting startups that want to try and make an impact within pediatrics and within children's health specifically. Olivia, why do you think that's so important for us to actually focus on children's health?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's really exciting here is having a government entity combined with the hospital support and then us as the business backing of Founders Factory. And so I think that's a really unique proposition here. But it is an incredibly important area for us to be looking at. And I think there's a lot of need for capital and support into this space. It's an often underfunded area of health tech, and so it's vital that we are pouring more into this space, both in the supporting startups and in the capital sense.
Absolutely, and in terms of the hospitals, we're working with Alder Hey, which is fantastic up in Liverpool, and we're going to be joining them for one of our kickoff events, which Athene, maybe we'll talk about in a second. But Athene, coming to you, what kind of organisations are we looking for this accelerator?
We're really looking for organisations which are innovating across the whole range of children's health. So neonatal technologies, remote patient monitoring, children's diets, mental health. So really across a broad spectrum. And we want to bring in anyone who is early stage, has got an MVP, but is really looking to take that and scale into hospital networks.
Brilliant. And what are the timings that we're going for? Obviously, we're going to put this podcast out pretty quickly. And I know the closing dates are creeping up on us.
So we're actually closing applications this Thursday. So that's the 29th of June. And we'll be sending confirmation letters to startups beginning next week. The bootcamp itself will kick off on the 9th of August in London and also the 11th of August in Alderhay. And that will really be a week of startup selection. So it will take 20 startups down to 10 that will start the bootcamp the following week. And this will run for 10 weeks from August to the end of October.
And then we're going to have a big pitch day at the end of October. Lots of people invited. It's going to be hopefully a wonderful event of investors and other entrepreneurs, and anyone interested in children's health is absolutely, you know, welcome to attend. We want to try and make this hopefully as big as possible. Tell us a little bit about the program itself. So if someone was going to spend their time, you know, kind of coming into this accelerator, what will they get as a result?
So this is really unique in that it's trying to bring together Founders Factory's expertise, so functional expertise across product support, growth support, fundraising, and getting ready to pitch for the final pitch day. But also what's really unique about it is it's trying to bring together mentors across the healthcare space. So we've got innovators from Alderhay, we've got someone from Microsoft, from Silicon Valley Bank, founders of healthcare organizations themselves. So we're really trying to make sure that founders get all the functional support they need, but can also open up their network.
And Olivia, from your point of view, given you know the work that you do within healthcare, within health tech, what do you think is most important to a lot of the startups that you speak to and help with?
Yeah, I think really having those connections into hospital systems is a massive one. A big obstacle is actually getting contacts with the hospital systems in the first place, or knowing who to reach and knowing what they're looking for. And so by partnering with Alderhay, that's a real exciting component of that, and having that proximity to what they're doing and what they're working on. I think having connections with other people that are also working in the space, being part of a group of other pediatric companies and working together on that and kind of discussing solutions to problems that similar startups are probably also facing. And then also having the proximity to the experts and then potential investors as well. So I think all together, it's a really good solution for early stage companies at the moment. And it's a very important space that I think a lot of people are more turning towards now.
And why do you think there has been kind of historically less funding and focus put into children's health?
Yeah, I think a lot of funding has gone towards the older population, so beyond child health. So we are seeing more in adult health. But I think we are gradually seeing more funding in this space because of the realization as well of how crucial those early years are for later health as well, and how much of an impact that can have if we don't support at the early stage. But it's definitely something that we are seeing more towards now. And I think there's with new technologies that are coming out as well, with I think Athene mentioned remote patient monitoring, and solutions that are tailored to children in different ways to adults and ways that we can engage children and in patient adherence and things like that. And that's actually what we're seeing as well with some of the companies that are coming through, is the really novel approaches that they're using to tackle different problems around children's health.
Couldn't agree more. And actually, I was introduced to another venture capitalist who is focused on children's health, pediatrics specifically, this morning. So I really think that this is such a you know, fantastic time to be actually innovating within children's health, focused on children's health. There is more and more people focusing on it, which hopefully will give us an opportunity to grow, and for these organizations generally that have got a very personal feel to them. You know, a lot of innovators have felt some personal impact, and that has kind of allowed them to you know, focus on some of these areas, but allow them to kind of move forward in the ways that they wish to. Athene, from what else does anyone that is looking to potentially work or come as part of this accelerator, what else should they need to know?
So what's past the bootcamp, I think what is really important to note is anyone who is actually gets to the bootcamp stage will be eligible to apply for the BMC feasibility competition. So they'll have options for follow-up funding. Alongside that, they'll also become part of the Founders Factory Network. And we've got around 320 founders globally. So it's a great opportunity to actually meet other founders who are innovating in adjacent spaces. And yeah, it's a great opportunity to be involved in.
Brilliant. So key dates are this Thursday, so the 29th of June, 2023 is going to be the last applications will be received, and then the selection days kick off on the 8th and the 11th of August. And then remind me, when is the pitch day? When do we need to put these dates in our diaries?
The pitch day, from memory, I think is the 9th of October.
Excellent. So that's what we need to aim towards. Fantastic. Olivia and Athene, thank you so much for joining. I'm hoping that we're going to get, I know that we've already had, you know, some wonderful applicants already. I'm hoping that anyone out there that's interested will hear this or share this, and we'll get a few more. And really looking forward to continuing working with you guys and the rest of the team. So thank you.
Likewise.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for joining us on the Not Mini Adults podcast, pioneers for children's health and well-being. We really hope that you enjoyed that episode. You can find episodes of all of the first three seasons of the podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you, like us, are dedicated to making a difference in children's health, then we hope you'll be inspired by some of the amazing people and stories that we've had the privilege to talk to and to share. We really hope that you'll join us again. And if anybody knows of anyone that you think that we should be talking to on the podcast, then please do get in touch. Thank you so much for listening.